Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and standing here with me today is Susan Black. She is a volunteer at the Prizery, and she is on the Art Gala Committee. How cool is that? Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Nice to meet you. As you can see, we are standing in front of a blank wall right now. It looks beautiful, but it's going to look even better in a couple weeks because we have some amazing events that are going to be happening at the Prizery. Susan's going to tell us all about them. You see, I have my sheet of paper. It's full of information. That means so many great things are coming to the Prizery in a couple weeks. And I want the details.
Okay.
So let's talk about Friday, April 26th. What is happening on Friday, April 26th?
Friday, April 26th is opening night for our week-long fundraiser event for the Prizery. It's called An Affair of the Arts and Gala. It's yes. The entire week's program. But Friday night is the big do.
I'm excited.
It's the night when if you're coming, you might whip out your diamonds and tiara, if you wish, or you can come in your blue jeans.
Okay.
But
so no strict dress code.
No strict dress code, but it will be a little fancy.
But it's a gala.
It is a gala.
So you gotta dress up a little bit and look nice.
Right. Plus, it's a chance to get out that finery that you don't wear every day.
Yes. Okay. So tell us what's happening.
The evening starts at 5 o'clock with a opening reception. It's called the Rembrandt reception. And it is a special ticketed reception from 5 to 6. The tickets are $650. Now don't freak out.
Okay.
It does include 2 tickets to come to the entire evening's event and a $500 credit to buy art. So one of the perks about coming to the Rembrandt reception is that you get first look at more than 250 pieces of art that will be hanging and displayed here for the evening. We have 42 very talented artists coming to display their work, and we're excited to see each and every piece. But that night from 5 to 6, you get first crack at what's here. And then at 6 o'clock, the doors open for the rest of the evening.
Okay.
So tickets for the rest of the evening are $75 per person. Mm-hmm. And that will get you entree to all 3 floors.
All three?
All 3 floors.
Wow.
We are down in the art gallery on the 1st floor. There'll be art here, also on the 2nd floor, mezzanine. But up on the 3rd floor at 9 o'clock, we will move upstairs for jumping lively music from 6th and Main.
Get your dancing shoes ready.
As well as caricatures done by a man named Jed, who's coming in to do caricatures for us. So it'll be the after party upstairs from 9 to 11.
So there are fun things going from 5 to 11.
Yes.
That is so fun.
So even if you just plan to come for later in the evening, you'll still have be able to walk around all the floors to see all the art and then enjoy the music upstairs. Plus, you don't even have to worry about dinner because we're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
And an open bar.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
And so if you want to pay the $650, you get access to all of that.
Yes.
But let's say you don't. So it is just the $75 to be able to have full access to the gallery starting at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Right? And then dancing upstairs and heavy hors d'oeuvres and drinks. Who wouldn't want to come see art and do all of that in Halifax County at the Prizery? It sounds fun.
It is going to be a fabulous evening. There are 2 small caveats. The caricature artist, that is an additional fee of $20, but you can purchase that night. And at 9 o'clock, when we move upstairs, we will change over to a cash bar. But there still will be some snacks.
Awesome. Okay, so that's going to be fun. And majority of the artists are from Virginia and North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
So a couple from out of state, but majority are Virginia and North Carolina?
Yes. We have 1 artist from South Dakota.
Okay.
And 1 from Pennsylvania. But the majority live in North Carolina and throughout the state of Virginia. So it's really, it's very exciting to me that we're supporting local artists as well as supporting the prizery. Because 30% of your purchase of art, any art piece, goes back to the prizery.
Amazing.
And the rest goes to the artist. So you're feeding them and keeping the doors to the prizery open.
Wow, we love that. And they're each bringing six or more pieces, right? And so if you yes. really like what one artist is doing, you have options and yes. the availability of purchasing multiple, right?
Yes, absolutely, multiples. And there's such a variety. It's exciting to me to think about. There's oil work, mm-hmm. Works done in acrylics, mixed medias, there's sculpture, metalwork, stained glass, pottery, gourds, jewelry. Mm. You've got abstracts, which, you know, some people don't like, but.
We had a conversation before we started and Penny's like, as long as I know what the picture is, I'm good.
You will know that in the landscapes and the realistic work, the still lifes, the portraitures, they're all very realistic and you'll be able to tell what they are, Kenny.
Breaking the fourth wall, Kenny, you need to come and look at the landscapes. That is amazing. It sounds like it's going to be a great time, but the fun doesn't end there because there are more events that are coming after the gala, and that is on Sunday. So this is on yes, Friday.
Correct.
And then you can come back on Sunday, and what is going on then?
Sunday is a program I'm really excited for. It's called Artrageous.
Okay.
And it's a troupe of actors, artists, singers, dancers. They are have mixed talents and they do a live performance and it's interactive. So it'll be in the Chastain Theater. And this troupe sings, dances, and paints, makes artwork mm-hmm. while you watch. And I don't know how they interact with the audience, but they do. And so you watch art being created on stage while you're listening and watching them dance.
That's fun. And is that a kid-friendly show?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes, so bring your kids. That sounds like an amazing opportunity on a Sunday to come out and see an art show. It looks a lot of fun. You guys should really go online and look at what this show is all about because it looks really, really cool.
If you go to the Prizery website, prizery.org/gala, G-A-L-A. Mm-hmm. There's a whole page with all the events listed there with the times and the ticket prices. And there's a video there from Artrageous.
Oh, we'll make sure to put all the links. You guys, click the links. You see the links.
Very
click
good.
Them to see everything.
So Artrageous, the tickets are $20 per person.
Okay.
However, it really is best if you bring a group of friends because you can get 5 tickets for $50.
Oh gosh,
that's $10 a person.
Even better.
So it's very affordable for a family. I think the kids will love it.
Absolutely.
Grown-ups.
And someone gets to take home the art that they create on stage, right?
One piece of the art will be given away, be a drawing, and it'll be given away, and the other pieces will be auctioned.
Very, very cool. And it doesn't end there.
It does not.
So what do we have on Tuesday the 30th?
Monday we rest.
Yes.
Tuesday evening after work, you should swing by at 7 o'clock and have some light refreshments and hear the music of Dane Ferguson.
Awesome.
And I was reading about Dane. I don't know him personally.
He's fantastic.
But I've listened to his YouTubes and was reading about him. Mm-hmm. And his music is just, what did he call it? It's acoustic folk pop.
Yes.
So it's not too wild this way and it's not too quiet this way. It's a nice mix in between. Again, a family friendly
yes.
event that is free and open to the public. There are no tickets to come here, Dane. Again, you'll get to walk around and see
all
the art.
Yeah.
And then he's an author. He
yes.
wrote a children's book
yes.
called Pierre Piano, which sounds really cute.
Yeah.
It's about the piano, learning to make his own music. So learning that his uniqueness is special and to be appreciated. So that will be fun.
Come see Dane. Everyone knows Dane. You need to come support him and what he will be doing here on the 30th. It's really going to be a great time. And you know, we're always looking for things to do with our family and our kids. And these are opportunities in our community that we can come and support the arts community and introduce our kids to the arts. And I'm a huge advocate for it. And I appreciate you guys putting all of this together and making things like this happen here in Halifax County.
You're very welcome.
Yes. And if people cannot make it to the gala and they still want to see all of the art, mm-hmm. is the gallery going to be open outside of Friday?
Yes. Definitely will be open on Sunday, mm-hmm. A couple hours before Artrageous. Mm-hmm. And then Monday through Friday from 10 to 4, the normal hours for the prize room, mm-hmm. the doors will be open. They can just come in at any time and...
Yeah, and preview everything.
Preview everything.
That is so awesome. You guys, take advantage of this. This is really, really cool. I'm going to continue saying it. And again, I appreciate you, Susan, for taking time to talk to us about this and getting the word out. Everyone, get your tickets to the gala. It is going to sell out, so you need to hurry up and get the tickets now. And you know I included all the links, so you need to click that link. Come have a great time. I just cannot wait to see the success that you guys have. And, you know, let's go have a great time in a couple
Absolutely.
Weeks. Yes.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. Continue rating, reviewing, subscribing, all of the things, so we can continue bringing you this great content. We will talk to you next week. Bye.